Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, December 11th. I'm Ray Graff. It's that time of year once again. Today we talk Italian foods with an old favorite, Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy. Rocco's Italian Christmas show here on Food Friday has been a mainstay every single year we've done the show. If you have a question about Italian food, the seven fishes, or whatnot, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org is the email address, but the number is 800-348-2551. Italian food, holiday cooking. Our buddy Rocco, your call's coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday. And you know, at Christmas time, a couple things are certain. One, Santa is going to come. Two, he's going to bring me coal for my stocking. And three, Rocco DeFazio joins us on Food Friday. And that's what's happening today. Today we talk about delicious Italian food and the Feast of the Seven and Counting Fishes with Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria. Rocco is a real classic. He's one of a kind, and he's really old. Rocco opened DeFazio's wood-fired pizzeria in Troy in 1989, and it has since won numerous best of awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings and Italian fare. He knows what he's doing. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951. He is a Siena College grad, a former science teacher, one of the great guests of all time. If you have a question for Rocco, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org, but the number is 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio, welcome back.
Ray, it is wonderful to be talking to you again. It's been so long.
You know, I got to tell you, during the pandemic, we have not had guests in the studio. And most of the time, I'll do the show, do the Food Friday, and we just talk about the food. You, I didn't know this was happening. You stopped over this afternoon, and you brought pizzas. And we'll get to that in a minute, but it's good stuff. But I want to talk about this business with Hillary Clinton. What the heck?
What business is that?
Why, you tell me. You're in every web search now. It's Rocco DeFazio and Hillary Clinton. Explain.
Well, you know, we go back years.
Yeah.
Well, a week prior to the election, my daughter says to me, Hillary Clinton wants you to be on her podcast.
That's amazing.
Amazing. I said, who else would she call?
Okay. I got to say, I'm not a real podcast person. I'm almost as old as you. I got to say, man, what did you guys talk about?
Constitutional law.
Really? Amazing. No, but she's an old fan of DeFazio's Pizza, so I assume you talked pizza.
And the segment was on food, of course.
Yeah.
And I was really honored. I mean, so it was her food segment, and I was fortunate enough to be on with some heavy hitters. In the food industry.
Yeah.
One was Jose Andres, who everyone knows for his work in feeding people who are in need all over the country, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he owns about, I don't know, how many restaurants. And then I was on with one of the top... food, Netflix, food personalities.
Who is that? Do you remember? My kids watch a lot of the food shows, so yeah, it's possible that they may have seen this person.
Yes, yes. I had it right here in front of me.
Okay.
We spoke for about an hour 3 days after the election.
Yeah.
And then they cut it down. You know, her producer said, "We saved the best for last. You were the last segment."
Nice.
And it was great. I mean, we reminisced. She really enjoyed my parents. And a lot of the conversation was about my parents and them coming to America. Because the girl who has the food, the show on Netflix, is an Iranian immigrant.
Ah.
And she has one of the best food shows on Netflix. And so she was on. And, you know, Jose is from Spain.
Yep.
So it was dealing with talking about immigrants who are in the food business. And she really enjoys our pie. And that was our segment about the, you know, because I was like one of the first people to do wood-fired back how many decades ago.
Yeah.
Now, everybody, if you're going to open up a pizzeria, you got to have a wood-fired oven. I mean, I can't tell you how long it took me to get one back in 1988.
And that's a great story, too. I think we've told that on the air. But getting it from Boston is a classic.
Well, getting shipped from Modena, Italy, to Boston, and then in the middle of a nor'easter, packing it in a back of a U-Haul truck and lugging it over to Berkshire's in the middle of a nor'easter was like incredible.
That's dedication, man. That is dedication.
Oh no, it was a labor of love, and it has paid off all these years. And so she remembers all that, and she thought it was really cool that you know, back how many decades ago we were doing the thing that everybody now is like, oh, I do wood fired. Okay, yeah. What else is new?
You know.
So, it was a lot of fun. It was great talking to her. She's very natural at what she does with her podcast, and I told her that. She's going to come up and visit soon.
Now, you know, I've been to your shop many times, and I've seen some of the old pictures and your folks, and there's great shots. There is a picture of you and Hillary up there, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought so. What's her favorite pizza?
She likes... the Fra Diavolo, believe it or not, and she likes our organic pizza crust.
The Fra Diavolo is a definite winner. I think across party lines, that is a winner.
Oh, everybody loves that one.
All right, man, before we get to the calls and such and the pizzas that you brought here on this Christmas edition of Food Friday, let's talk about, you do wonderful things every year, and you are once again working with Joseph House again.
Yes, love Joseph House.
So you got a couple things going on. Let's talk about that.
Great. Number one, we put a food kit, a pizza kit together. Matter of fact, Hillary ordered one, and her staff ordered several, and we ship them. We ship them as far as Arizona, Colorado, New York City. And what they are, they're a kit with two pizza doughs, two sauces, cheese, and a pizza cutter, and all the directions on how to make. Because that was one of her questions. How can I duplicate what you do in your oven? And I said, you can come like 90% if you follow my directions.
Yeah, it's the dough. I mean, and you have the secret. And I don't know if you say it on the air, but you told me. And when we try to make homemade pizza, I said, you know, use Rocco's secret idea. And we did the last time, and it came out pretty good.
Yeah, well, I tell people I don't use a traditional pizza crust. My pizza crust is my grandmother's, and that's what we talked about on the show, on the podcast, is my grandmother's Italian bread dough recipe.
It's the bread dough recipe, and that makes all the difference, I think.
Thank you, because...
Rocco, are you in a barnyard? What's going on back there?
Oh, please.
I hear goats.
I know. My grandmother used a wood-fired oven in Italy.
Yeah.
And so her recipe was for a wood-fired oven. And that's where the term comes from, now we're cooking with gas.
No. I see.
Because back in the day, a lot of people didn't have gas.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So you had to stoke the wood-fired stove. You had to cut the wood, store the wood, dry the wood, keep it going. Then when gas came around, and my father used to say to me all the time when things were going smoothly in the store here, and God bless him, he worked till he was in his 90s, he would say, "Rocco, now we're cooking with gas."
Now, your wood stove, didn't you tell me when I was in there one time that it's been running constantly for 30 years?
Never goes out. I mean, it has never gone out since I installed it back in 1988-89.
That is crazy. All right, let's take a quick break. I want to talk about how people can get involved with this Joseph's House.
The Joseph House, buying the food kit, yes.
Yeah. How do people find out about that? Well, we'll do it on the other side of the break. The number, if you have a question for Rocco, is 800-348-2551, and we'll be right back. Vox Pop Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio joins us here for this Italian Christmas show as he comes every year, just like Santa Claus around this time of year. Rocco, one of the great people you'll ever meet. Just don't make him mad. You could end up sleeping with the seven fishes. But we'll talk
sleeping with the seven fishes.
We'll talk
I love
about
that.
Now, what you usually do, now you have this deal with where you are donating part of what you get for this pizza kit to the Joseph's
House. We're donating 20%
nice.
Of the proceeds from the sale of the pizza kit.
Just don't say the price.
Directly to Joseph House to benefit the homeless children who they take care of. And believe it or not, I think right now they're taking care of close to 130 children.
Yeah.
Just in Troy, homeless children. So every kit you buy, 20% will go directly to Joseph House.
Nice.
And
yeah.
And like I said, they've been selling wonderfully because Hillary spoke about it on her podcast. And then the other thing we're doing,
and you do
as
this
you
every
know,
year, yeah.
is the there are items that Joseph House needs for the children. There are the seven items there on
diapers, size 3 and up, sippy cups, new sippy cups, that is.
Yeah, everything's got to be new. They because of COVID, they can't take anything used.
Twin sheet sets, socks, shoes, sneakers, towels, washcloths, crayons, coloring books, small pillows, personal hygiene products. You're looking for that stuff at your shop in Troy, right?
You drop it off, and we will give you a container of gelato.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how our gelato is.
Yeah, it made some people in the front office pretty happy when you dropped it off. That was
yes, that vegan one.
Yeah.
I know you don't touch vegan; you're allergic.
Well, that's not true.
You're allergic to vegan, and I told you last Christmas, 3 days before Christmas Eve, I'm in the store. I'm about to close up. A woman walks in with her three daughters. All three girls are carrying two bags. And the girl said they heard your show on Food Friday with Ray. And the girl said, "We don't want anything for Christmas. Anything you were going to spend on us, we want to buy the things that Rocco wants to donate to Joseph House."
You know, every year, that is an amazing, sweet story. And it just speaks to what this holiday is about for many people. So now how long are you doing this over at the shop, man?
We're doing it as long as we have gelato, and we just made about 60, 80 containers today.
Right,
so I will always have gelato.
All right.
And
go ahead.
So and that's what we do. And, you know, my parents used to have a saying, to get what you want, you must share what you have.
I like it.
So
like
we're willing to share our gelato. As long as we get what we want, which is to help these young children. And it's a win-win for everybody, Ray.
And if people want to find out more, okay if I give out your email address, Rocco?
Definitely.
Okay, so it's rdefazio66 vox.pop@gmail.com. I got to tell you, our buddy down in Rhinebeck has been waiting to talk to you for about 20 minutes, so let's hit the phones.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Do I think who it is?
You betcha. 800-348-2551 if you want to talk to Rocco. Hey, Pasquale, how you doing? You're on.
I'm doing fine, and bon Natale to Ray and Rocco.
I thought I told you never to call me.
I know, but I threw your number away. I got WAMC's number now.
There you go.
So you called Ray to get to me.
How's it going?
Hey, man, good to talk
to you. Yes, it did.
Let me tell you, Ray, about Pasquale here. He's already, and I don't want to inflate his ego anymore. This guy is really, he's one of the great people I've ever known in my life. Yeah. Vietnam vet, proud of his serving for the United States. He has, every year, he drops off hundreds of dollars of clothing for the children at Joseph House. Right. He's already been here twice already.
Ah. Does he tell you when he's coming so you could be out of the office?
I've been trying to do that, but he tricks me.
Ah, well, it's a good man, Pasquale.
No, he's a great guy.
I have called him to find out when he's going to be there.
So he can torture me. The only good thing about him coming is sometime his daughter or wife come with him.
Yeah.
That's the only time I allow him in the store.
It softens the blow a little bit. Right, I got you.
Yes.
Like you and your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially Lily.
Yeah, the Lily, yeah.
I'm gonna be up there again next Friday. I got some more.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, that's great.
But, you never told me about this pizza kit.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. Well, I have to tell you everything.
I need to get it with brown ale dough. Brown ale crust.
Really?
That's my favorite.
See, that's the he doesn't offer, he doesn't order off the rack, this guy.
Yeah, so he makes it really work.
He always pushes the envelope.
Well, that's all. You know, the brown ale crust is delicious, though.
No, it's wonderful. But it's one of our.
Well, Pasquale, why don't you just drink a brown ale while you're making the pizza?
It's not the same.
No.
You know, but I was going to suggest to Rocco.
Oh, here we go.
Flavor for the gelato.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe it's a pizza flavored gelato.
Oh, jeez.
All right, I'm in. If you make that, I am in. I'll eat it on the air. Hey, Merry Christmas there, Pasquale. Thanks for calling.
Bon Natale, Pasquale. You. Tell your daughter and wife Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy.
I will, and I'll see you next week.
Take care. Thank you. Thanks for the warning, brother.
Now you know you got to be out of the office on Friday. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Before we get to our next call, really well done on the seafood pizzas. Tell me about now.
How did you like those?
Fantastic. The shrimp one is half gone here, and then the second one is now. I got the box open. Let me see if I can pronounce this. The seafood puttanesca. What is that?
Oh, seafood puttanesca. Well, you know, puttanesca is one of the all-time classic Italian dishes.
Yeah.
Puttanesca is goes back to the streetwalkers of Naples.
Yeah.
Who would...
You mean...
Yes.
The streetwalkers.
Yes,
okay.
The women of the night.
Okay, fine. Well, okay, Rocco, you know, this is public radio, so
I know, I'm going to try to keep it as clean as I can. So
okay, thank you.
They would take sometimes, you know, whatever you got. What do you got? You got some artichokes, you got some mushrooms. They would get whatever they can get and make a dish up. They'd put the calamari olives in. They would heat it up, and that was their meal, and it was known as the puttanesca pizza.
How many different kinds of olives are on this pizza?
Oh, that's just the puttanesca has the calamati olives.
Oh, they're beautiful. God, I could just eat them straight up.
How flavorful is that?
Yeah.
That is one of the all-time great. And so we made it into a seafood with anchovies and tuna.
I love it. I love it, man. The tuna
and
is great.
And it has the artichokes, has the mushrooms, and the calamati olives. I mean, that is a lot of flavor there.
Now, you and I have talked about the anchovy, and we'll get Chris and Housatonic. You'll be next. Hang in there. 800-348-2551. You and I have talked about the anchovy pizza in shows past. And
yes.
It's, for me, is a very hit or miss. Sometimes I'll get an anchovy pie, and it just doesn't do it. But yours always works, and I think it's, and I might be wrong, the anchovy is very thin.
Not only that, Ray, the key with the anchovies is you place them on the pizza.
Well, yeah, it's an anchovy pizza.
Prior. Yeah, you put them on.
Yeah.
Prior to you taking out the pizza.
Oh, so they're not on the whole time.
No.
Oh, I dig it. Why?
Because then they hold their, because they can, like, evaporate.
Really?
They're so thin, right?
Yeah.
So this way, you put them on, then you really taste the flavor of and of the anchovy. So you put them on prior to. You don't let them sit. And plus, our pizza oven, you know, it sears your toppings. It's 800, 900 degrees. So you put anchovies in there, they're going to disappear if they're sitting in there for more than 3 minutes.
Now, on this pizza, though, on this puttanesca, do you put the tuna in later on, or does that stay
on?
No,
that stays on, because that's a hearty, that tuna is very substantial.
All right, the other seafood pie, and I can't reach the top of the box to pronounce the name. What is this one?
Pescatore.
Oh, okay. Pescatore means what? Fish?
That's Italian fisherman's feast.
Okay, what do you got on that? I see mussels.
Mussels, clams, and scungili, conch.
Wow. Now that can be tricky too. I mean, sometimes the scungili can be a little tough,
rubbery.
Yeah, how do you do it?
Again, not overcooking it, searing it.
So that goes in late as well. In other words, very late in the game, you'll put that
on. Very late in the game, place it on the pie. The temperature will definitely sear the flavor into the pie.
Interesting,
and it's not rubbery, right?
No, it's fantastic. It always is. You know. Rocco, you come here and you bring pizza in the middle of a pandemic, and you're on a show with me every year at Christmas time. So I thank you. It's darn good to know you. Let's go back to the phones. Chris and Housatonic. Chris, you're on.
Hey, Ron. It's Chris calling from Housatonic.
Hi.
Hey, I've had one of your pizzas before. I don't know exactly where, but it was very, very good. And I was wondering if you're going to sell any of your pizzas to the Berkshires.
Ah, do you ever make it over there?
I don't know if we're going to get to, but believe it or not, we have customers that come over from the Berkshires. We just had a couple that came in from Lenox last weekend. The weather was kind of nice, and they heard the podcast, and they came over the mountain, and they our pizzas, matter of fact, if you were going to come here, I recommend, and I say this to Ray sometimes, you get the pizza partially cooked, uncut.
Yes, half-baked.
Half-baked. We do it about 75%, put it in the box, you bring it home, your oven should be on about 450, put it in the oven for about 3-4 minutes.
And that's it.
Brings all the flavor out, you cut it. It's Chris, right? You've had it, right?
Oh, my gosh. That's the way, you know, and I wasn't there not too long ago. I don't think, were you there? Yes, you were there.
Yes.
Yeah, and it never fails. I mean, you throw it in the oven. The only trick is making sure you have that, your oven at home at the right temperature.
Right.
And
it's
I always
be
forget.
High.
I ask you every time, what's the temperature? What's the best
temperature? Yeah, about 450. You want, and you want the oven to be hot.
Yeah.
So you pop it in, it's, you know, it hits it, flashes it real quick, and it's just delicious. It's just like it came out of our oven.
Yeah, it really works. And we're going to talk about sauce in a minute because that's a thing that differentiates pizza joints around the country. And everybody, I think, has their own take on it, and yours is excellent. Let's go to Tom in Amherst. Tom, you're on.
Hey, thanks, Rocco. Ray, I have a question about pizza dough. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Tom, sure.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. Sure, I have a question about pizza dough. It sounds like, you know, that's really the key. What is your thought on using Lavon, you know, a fermented method to make dough? We make our, you know, home-baked oven-baked pizza stone with, you know, natural Lavan dough. And it comes out pretty good, but it takes a lot of experimentation to get it just right and super thin and crispy.
Now, what kind of pizza dough?
So it's Lavan. It's fermented dough. We use it to make our own bread.
I'm not familiar with that fermented pizza dough. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We like to have our dough sit for 2 days before we use it. I don't think that's fermented.
Do you use yeast, commercial yeast in your dough?
Oh, yeah, commercial yeast. Yeah, but we let it sit. Okay, yeah. It has to sit at least 2 days before we touch it to put it on our pie. So we're making pizza 24/7. We're making dough 24/7 to store it, age it for 2 days.
And what temperature do you have it in the cooler, Rocco?
My walk-in cooler my dad had built in 1966. It's a wooden walk-in cooler.
Wow.
Yeah, this thing is you won't find this anywhere else. It's not metal. It's a wooden one. And it's a great thing to have dough in.
Yeah, and so it'll sit for a couple of days in the cooler. And then
it's perfect. We take it out. It's ready to rock and roll.
All right, a couple of more calls here, then we'll take a break, and then I want to talk to you about sauce. It's very important.
The sauce is the two most important things about pizza, crust, sauce.
And that, you don't even like it with that much cheese. I know. We'll talk
about it. Believe it or not, my preference is no mozzarella cheese at all.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that. 800-348-2551 is the number if you want to talk to Rocco DeFazio. Martha in Goshen. Martha, you're on.
Hi, yeah, I have a wood-burning furnace in the cellar. It's a steel made out of steel. Can you use that as to cook a pizza with? And then the second question is, do you put the toppings on, or do you let the dough cook first a little bit and then put toppings on?
Well, I don't know about using your furnace. Okay, I wouldn't go there, but...
what'd you say, Martha?
I think your furnace is to heat your home rather than cook. But believe it or not, I tell people when you're spreading out your dough, it's best to par cook it a little bit. We do a pizza class. Matter of fact, I think Hillary's going to come up and take the class.
Yeah,
because she's kind of like challenged in the kitchen. I think she would agree to that.
Well, she's probably had cooks all this time, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
But so we do a pizza class, and we tell people the biggest mistake will be from the time it's on your table to the oven. So to remedy that, you spread out your dough, put it on your stone in the oven, which the stone should be like really hot. It should sit in your oven for about half an hour at 500 degrees.
Yeah.
Then you put the dough, your pizza shell, roughly the shell, just let it firm up a little bit, take it out, then put your toppings on, and you will not have a mess on your stone. Now you can play with it.
Martha, I got to say, I am really intrigued by this idea about using your house furnace.
It's got a bed of coals. Why can't I put my stone on it, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
But just be careful.
You know, remember, Martha, my contention is we're very near the end times. So I think at some point you'll probably have to do that, and you'll probably have to put some squirrels on it that you find out back, too.
That's right. End of times are near, man.
That is funny.
All right. Hey, let me ask you a question, Rocco. Have you ever... made a recipe for us to, you know, make a pizza in the engine compartment of an F-350 pickup truck?
Your car.
Yeah. If you drive 50 miles an hour for about 20. All right, let's take a break. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is our guest today. And hang in there, pal. The home stretch is coming up.
Fermented dough.
Hey, why not, man? Why not? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Support for WMC comes from Whitney's Farm Market and Country Gardens, Cheshire. Full Boar's Head Deli, homemade baked goods, fudge, seasonal produce, plus gift baskets and gift cards for holiday giving. Whitney'sFarm.com. New World Bistro Bar, Albany, New York. Serving locally sourced and sustainable cuisine. Offering all-day takeout, delivery, and market Wednesday to Sunday, 11 to 7. NewWorldBistroBar.com. Real Pickles, a worker cooperative in Greenfield, Massachusetts, producing organic, raw, fermented vegetables sourced from Northeast family farms and found throughout the Northeast. RealPickles.com. Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days. Pekarsky's.com. And Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, indoors at the former Price Chopper in Lansingburg, Saturdays 9 to 2 and online. Holiday Market, Sundays, December 13th and 21st, 10 to 4. TroyMarket.org.
Vox Pop, it's Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio joins us on this Italian Christmas edition. What are you doing for Christmas this year, Rocco?
Oh, my God, Ray. Well, better be better than Thanksgiving.
Why? I had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
I had COVID.
You had COVID?
I had COVID.
How'd you... Oh, boy. You all right?
No, I was probably one of the most asymptomatic people, and thank God.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Somebody came in here who worked with us one day. They were in contact with somebody, so we had everybody tested.
Yeah.
And guess who came up positive?
Wow. So this, then you...
And I had to quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, man.
So Thanksgiving, I'm sitting in my bedroom eating a turkey dinner by myself.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rocco. Well, you survived.
No, it's fine. It's just hopefully builds your character.
You know, maybe you call up Hillary. She should get you some of those high-end meds that all the politicians get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she'll help you.
I'm on your show.
800. Oh, that was a shot. 800-348-2551 is the number. Rocco's last appearance on this program. 800-348-2551. Jerry and Troy, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Rocco. It's Jerry, your paisa.
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. First of all, thank you for all you do for Joseph's House. I know how what a big cheerleader you are for them and a big helper you are. So thank you for that. It's a very, very deserving, charity
cause,
and
yeah.
organization.
Yep.
They do wonderful work. So I wanted to tell you the name of the gal that you were on with from Iran.
Samin Nosrat.
Samin Nosrat.
Yes, Samin. I got a brain freeze there. When I get on with Ray, everything just...
I
only thing I can picture is Ray.
Oh, my God, really? Oh, that's worse than
yes,
COVID.
Believe me, I get a brain. But it's Samin Nosrat. Her fat, acid, and heat series. It is amazing.
Have you watched it? Did you
yes.
see the one on Northern
and I
Italy
love the
when
Italian
she went to the
one.
Cheese factory?
Yes. I'm sorry?
Yes. That
cheese, yes, yes.
Mentioned. The cheese. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. Yeah,
yeah,
and I don't know if your parents... Yeah. I don't know if your parents did or not, but during the war, my parents made their own Italian cheese. Well, their own
oh,
cheese.
Oh, yeah. Well, my father's family from Calabria, they were shepherds. And they made their own ricotta. They made their own... You know what my father used to tell me? We only... Everything was either... You either bartered or you made it. Said the only things we would buy is salt and matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they
in
made...
In Calabria.
They made everything. Yeah.
They made my... Tell you the truth, my grandmother used to make her own silk.
Silk?
Her own what?
Silk.
Was she a spider?
S-I-L-K.
Silk. Oh, silk. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
And she would barter it for everything. They made everything from scratch. She said the only thing we made, the only thing we purchased was salt and matches.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. My mother used to talk about they would make bread out of chestnut flour.
Oh, yes.
She said
every flour matters because there was a mill. My dad said there was a mill in the middle of the town, and you would harvest your wheat, you would bring it to the mill, and your payment was you would give one bag to the miller.
Mm-hmm.
And that bag he would sell or barter for something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, no, that's, you know. And my dad used to have a wonderful saying, and I told this to he would always tell me, he says, Rocco, you want to be successful in business, always repeat this to yourself every morning. Only the owner of the horse or mule care if he's fed or not. Only the owner of the horse or mule care if he's fed or not, meaning...
That's very true.
You take care of your
employees.
Yeah, there you go. You take care of that horse every day. You make sure he's fed.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks Jerry. Well, good seeing
you. It's been great talking to you.
Bye now. 800-348-2551 if you want to talk to Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy, New York. 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Let's talk about sauce.
Okay, before we talk about sauce, I ran into an old friend of yours.
Oh, no, really?
I'm not going to mention his name.
Okay.
And
How much money do I owe him?
Oh, you owe him a lot, brother. You guys used to play cards together.
I bet.
So he said, I'm going to be talking about the Feast of the Seven Fishes. He goes, you know, Ray and his friends and some of his family members used to also celebrate a feast for Christmas. I go, really? I said, what was that? He said it was the Feast of the Three Stooges.
Hey, that's very funny. All right.
He said, oh, yeah, all day watching constant reruns of the Three Stooges and eating pie all day.
Is that where you got that thing about pie? That is not true at all. By the way, and whoever is writing your material, I don't know, Corbett Monica. It's not. I got to be honest with you. But still,
the Feast of the Three Stooges. Remember when the Three Stooges were on all day Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
And I bet you were there, glued to your TV instead of going to church, watching constant reruns of the Three Stooges.
No, now we're getting into religion. Now we're in trouble.
The Feast of the Three Stooges.
I had a question for you. You know, there's speculation that President Trump might be able to pardon himself. Do you think a pope could sell an indulgence to himself? I was thinking about that this morning during the roundtable. My mind was wandering. The number here is 800-348-2551. Now, if you're ready, Mr. DeFazio, can we talk about the sauce?
The sauce. Very, very important. We have been using the same tomatoes. People always say, is it Rocco, you use those? I said, no, I don't use those San Marzano tomatoes. I said, number one, they're overpriced and overrated, and you really don't know what you're getting from Italy anymore.
Ah.
That's been 60 Minutes, the Dot documentary. So we have been using, I've spoken to the Stanislaus tomatoes from California.
Yeah.
They have the best tomatoes. They're the only growers and packers of tomatoes left in this country.
Really?
And then they're in Modesto, California. Matter of fact, my youngest son, John, visited their operation, and he said it was the most incredible thing you ever want to see.
Yeah.
And he said, and their tomatoes are wonderful. They're, you remember, you took the class.
I sure did.
Class.
Just like all the other classes I've been in, I only have a very sketchy memory, but yes.
Well, I tell people, you're probably the only student I've ever flunked in my cooking class.
You know what? And rightfully
so. You failed
so, yes.
a cooking class. And I'll tell you, and I can give you the reasons why.
Uh-oh,
number one, you never took notes. You had your wife took copious notes,
yes,
I remember.
And she's made she's used your lesson.
Yes, where you were sitting there with your hand raised asking the stupid questions.
Well, that's my job, man. That's what I do.
And I turned to Matt, I go, he's going to fail this class. I've never flunked someone.
You know, that's offensive on a number of levels. We're going to leave that alone for a minute.
So the sauce.
Yeah.
You have to use the best tomatoes. I recommend Stanislaus.
But the sweetness.
And not only that, Ray, you have to cook it.
Okay.
See, there's a term in when you eat Italian food, it's like, oh my God, that gave me agita.
Yeah.
You know what agita is.
Yeah, I get it. Both halfway through the every time you're on the show, I get the agita. And it's not from the food. Let me tell you.
It's the agita.
Yeah, you
betcha. So the agita is caused from the acidity that's in the tomatoes, where I got a pot going right now. I have to make it every day. I got to make it a sauce.
Yeah.
It sits on the stove for at least 3 to 4 hours.
And this is true. I've been in your shop,
there's never a pot of sauce on my stove.
It's always there. Always there.
But always there.
Now, here's the thing, Rocco. What I was going to is the sweetness factor, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Now, you made fun of me for failing your food class. And I'm going to tell you a story, which is going
to... You got to take that class over again, that.
It's only going to make it worse. Here's what happened. 25, 30 years ago, I said, you know what? I grew some tomatoes. And I'm going to make some sauce. Yeah, you know me. I have no Italian blood. I mean, none. You know.
Well, you're close to Amish.
Okay. Well, that's not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with the Amish, but you're as far as Italian as you can be.
So I'm living in Albany. I got a backyard plot with some tomatoes. I got all these tomatoes by the grace of God, since I don't even know how to garden. I'm going to make sauce.
That was a bad idea.
It's before the internet was a real thing.
Before you could... Yeah.
And apparently I forgot that there were cookbooks, but I didn't even bother. So I took...
you don't need cookbooks.
I took the tomatoes, and I basically cooked them with the seeds, with the skins, everything. Just threw them in a pot.
Oh, my God.
And it looked reddish. And so I said, I got to sweeten this up. And I said,
you didn't add the sugar.
No, this Italian friend of mine said, you got to add Coke. So I put Coke.
What are you doing?
I put a bottle of Coke in, and it's still not.
Coke. Okay.
It's still no, not that kind. Oh, Rocco, I didn't say the 80s or the 70s. I said the 90s. So I put a bottle of Coke in. It's not sweet. So I put another bottle of Coke in. It's fizzing. The sauce you could have drank. It's fizzing. It didn't come out too good.
I'm shocked.
We got an email here from Frank. Frank says, believe it or not, when I bought my first Subaru in the early 80s, their monthly magazine had recipes for cooking on the engine block. Food was wrapped in foil and gave time and estimated miles. As long as it was wrapped tight, it worked out fine. Simply Stew type recipes. And thanks for the information on Joseph's House. And that's from Frank. So there you go, Rocco. You know what?
I'm sorry. I'm going to start doing it. When I go home at night, I can cook off a pie.
Next time that you come to the station, I want you to get some of your sauce. You know, just get it started. Throw it under the hood of the Ford Expedition or whatever it is you're driving. Come on over. We'll have some sauce, right?
We'll have some sauce. And we'll put some... You used to ask me that. Do you sweeten the sugar? No. If you want to sweeten your sauce, you add carrots.
Carrots. I didn't grow any carrots.
Oh, thank God. So carrots is a natural sweetener.
I'll be darned. And do you use that when you're making
your
sauce?
Oh, my God, yeah. My marinara sauce has carrots in it.
You're kidding me.
No. Oh, my God.
This is from Kay in Cornwallville. Upon hearing that Hillary is a fan and patron of Rocco's fine establishment, I'm compelled to ask one question. Rocco, what is it like to actually be Hillary's server? You know, you served her pizza, or you know.
Oh no, she was wonderful. Oh, she's quite the jokester.
Yeah,
she's got a great sense of humor. Matter of fact, I remember. Okay, this is a good story. She came to visit us, and she's like standing behind the counter, and you know, she's eating pie and whatever.
Yeah.
And so I said, I turned to her, I said, you know, Matthew here and John, they had to take the day off from school to, you know, give me a hand with this, because, you know, we have to feed all these Secret Service guys. And she says, hey, do you want me to write you a note while you were at state out of school today?
Oh, my gosh. So she came with a full contingent of security, and you had to feed everybody.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are fun, too. No, they really are. They're a great group of guys.
I'll bet you the overhead at the shop that day was quite high. Let's go to John at Livingston Matter. John, you're on.
Hi. I want to dispute a little bit this idea of putting sugar in tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, the server. I got it now, the server. Okay.
Oh, I got you.
Everybody does it. All the old mothers that I knew would put sugar in there. I can taste a teaspoon of sugar in a gallon of sauce. I want my sauce to bite back and bite hard. Do you have any? Sugar just a given for you, Rocco?
No, never add sugar. I just said it. You don't add sugar. To
don't
it.
Add Coca-Cola either, by the way.
No, don't do the Coca-Cola. What you can add Coca-Cola to, which I would do, is to my barbecue. When you do pulled pork, when you put it in a slow cooker,
yeah,
you pour Coca-Cola on top of the pork butt.
Yeah. Well, John, you want to continue? You want to follow up?
I'm sorry.
I'm glad the expert doesn't put sugar in.
No, you don't do that either, huh? Now, and I got to tell you, Rocco's sauce is fantastic. Thank you, John, for the call. Getting
sautéed onions, fresh basil, and the big five spices: oregano, basil, parsley, garlic, and salt.
You know, it's so funny that you and I took about an extra 7 minutes to get Kay's joke about you being Hillary's server.
Server, I'm sorry.
You see, we didn't get it. You and I.
No, that's 4 years ago.
It took us a while, and you know it's been a long day for me. But I don't know what your excuse is.
Oh no, I just started, brother.
Oh really? Oh, good for you. This is from Patrick, who writes in: baking at home today, making Scottish black bun, drinking red wine, and thoroughly enjoying this show with Rocco. Thank you so much for the great conversation. Well, Patrick, you're obviously tuned to the wrong station, but thank you very much. All right, hey, Rocco, we only got a couple of minutes here. We got about 2 minutes.
I thought this was the special, the hour and a half show.
Oh, you know what? You pitched it. You know what? You actually, no joke, pitched an hour and a half show, and I said there is no way that we can make
you're
this.
You're going to take that much abuse.
All right, once again, now we have just under 2 minutes.
Joseph House.
Explain to us the Joseph's House thing.
Yes, can you read the things that they
sure.
need?
So, as I understand it, and Rocco's been doing this for years now, he is collecting items that are needed for homeless kids who are living.
130 of them right now are staying at Joseph House's.
Right, and you're looking for diapers, size 3 and up, new sippy cups, twin sheets, sets, socks, shoes, sneakers, towels, washcloths, crayons, coloring books, small pillows, personal hygiene products, and
personal hygiene is very important.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you.
A lot of times these children have to leave very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the situation they're in.
Yeah. And so people can drop this stuff off to DeFazio's at 266 4th Street in Troy.
You give me that, I'll give you gelato.
And your gelato machine costs more than my car.
Oh,
my God. It's really nice. It's a nice piece of machinery.
It's the Ferrari of gelato machine.
It's very nice. Well, and then also, you guys are online, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. And then we have the pizza kit.
Oh, yeah.
Great gift. Great gift for the pizza lover in your life.
And that is also helping out Joseph's
20%
house.
20% goes to Joseph House.
Hey, man, so you're online. What is your website?
DeFazio'sPizza.com.
DeFazio'sPizza.com. You didn't tell me. You told me that you had a lousy Thanksgiving. Are you keeping it simple for Christmas this year?
Oh no, it's gonna be. We're gonna blow it out.
You are really?
No, I'm all kidding.
Yeah, you know, you came over. We were wearing masks, so I hope that you know.
I stay very, very safe. I still don't know how I. Well, I kind of do, but I'm not going to go there.
Ray Rocco, I got to tell you, it is a pleasure having you on this program.
It's great talking to you, Ray.
Merry Christmas, brother.
And the boys.
Will do.
And the family and your wife. And you stay safe, and we'll root those Giants on to the Super Bowl win this year.
I am with you there. And same to your family, and we will talk to you in the new year, all right?
We certainly will.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas. Bon Natale, and...
What you say.
Stay safe.
All right. Support comes from Berkshire Food Co-op in downtown Great Barrington, a grocery store with a mission to provide clean whole foods to all friends and neighbors. Everyone's welcome. Berkshire.coop. And Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasoning, Sheffield, Massachusetts, specializing in black garlic and black garlic products with custom-made infused blends of sea salts and hot pepper blends, RollingRockSalt.com. Once again, thanks to the one, the only, Rocco DeFazio for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Barb King, who took the calls, our producer, Jackie Orchard. Zach Malloy is our engineer. I'm Ray Graff. Thanks again. Have a lovely, safe weekend. Be careful out there. Wear that mask. We'll see you on Monday. We'll discuss urology with St. Peter's Health Partners. Right now, stand by for the best of our knowledge.